Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is a division. I hope to bring you some key information or takeaways you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Habits. We think of those things that we do daily when we think about habits, like brushing our hair to doing the dishes. It's all about those things we do barely without thinking about it. Think about your habits when you get ready in the morning. Get out of bed, have a shower, get dressed, dry your hair, whatever that looks like, have breakfast and off to work. But what about building habits in our leadership as well? If you are maybe struggling to build those better habits either at work or with your team, I want to talk today about how you can do that with habit stacking. So habit stacking is basically where you are adding a new habit you want to create to one you already have, something that's already normal for you, and maybe you don't even think about doing it. Habit stacking can be really great for business leaders or people who are leading and are really busy or full calendars. It allows you to make those, you know, small and intentional habits daily that can move into building towards greater wins. Let's start with what it actually means to be habit stacking. So basically, it's adding a new task or new habit that you want to form to something that's already regular day to day. Like I said, that maybe you barely remember that you're doing it because it's so normal for you. So maybe here's a morning example. You come into work, you put all your stuff down on your desk, you turn on the computer, and you go grab your coffee from the lunchroom. Those habits are already stacked. This might be something you do every single day, the exact same routine. That was me. That was my routine. Now we need to add perhaps doing a walk around to say good morning to our employees if we're trying to get more trust built within our teams, or to let them know we're there to listen to them at some point during the day. So maybe we want to add that. You just simply add it to your current routine. So now you come into work, you put your stuff down on the desk, you turn on your computer, you grab your coffee and say hi to your employees before going back to work. Let's look at another example where you can actually add an action step as well, something that can move you forward. Let's take meetings, for example. We love to hate meetings. We all have a lot of meetings, maybe too many. If your current habit during a meeting, let's say, is to take a bunch of notes, and then, like many people, they get left in a book somewhere, and maybe you pull them out again some other time, why don't we try to build something to those notes? Why don't we write down an action step that we're going to take away from that meeting from the notes so we can actually move forward on something that maybe the meeting was about? So your current habit is you take the notes, you go back to your office and you pull up your emails. How about this time we take the notes, go back to our office, write down that one action step that we're going to do to move forward, and then check our email. Making these things a little bit more routine eventually becomes a routine and something you automatically do so that you can continue to move forward as a leader, or you can continue to show engagement with your employees. Here's another example. Maybe it's at the end of the day and you want to just sort of start that leadership self-reflection I've been talking about that leaders should be doing. Maybe at the end of the day, your current routine and habits are to close your email, shut your computer, pack things up and head home. What if you closed your email, shut down your computer, packed your stuff, head home, and when you're at home, you write down or journal about maybe a leadership win you had that day, as well as a lesson learned from that day? Lesson learned are important, remember, because it helps us understand where maybe things could be improved, and that's what helps us move that needle forward. Adding those basic habits of that little bit of self-reflection that won't take you very long can really help you find those improvements to move forward, and it can even help with everything from time management. Maybe you recognize that you didn't communicate well. Maybe you need to engage more with your employees, or something else happened. writing down something that went well and something that we learned that day with regards to our leadership can help us move the needle forward. So adding that as a habit to your end of business day routine can be very, very helpful. So here's a little bit of a almost a step-by-step on how you can do this. Let's first start with an existing habit that we have in our daily routines at work or as leaders. This can be like an anchor for you. That anchor then is something that you're going to add to. So maybe the first thing in the morning is you check emails, right? That's your anchor. Or even that midday team meeting. That's your anchor. Something that happens routinely. So step two is then to choose some leadership habit you want to build. So it could be saying thank you to people. It could be maybe opening your door for 30 minutes as you build a more open door policy as a leader to, elicit trust and engagement with your employees. Next is to really put them together. So maybe you come in, you have that midday team meeting as your anchor, and now you're going to, say thank you to a couple of people privately, or, say, okay, everybody, my door's open for 30 minutes after this midday meeting. Pick what that's going to look like and then be patient with yourself. New habits can be hard to build. A lot of people say a habit takes 21 days, but it really does depend upon where you are, what the situation is, and who you are. We're all different. So start with consistency when building that habit until it becomes a regular routine. So maybe that, you have that midday team meeting update, your door's open for 30 minutes, and maybe you even find someone to hold you accountable to building that habit until it's there. Reflect on, how you did with your new habits as well every week and adjust if you need to as well. If you find that that open door policy isn't working midday after the meeting, maybe it's first thing in the morning or half an hour before you leave for the day. But building those habits and stacking them on other things, such I call anchors, is really important. So there are a couple of really great resources and books on habits. So James Clear's Atomic Habits and also a book called Habit Stacking by S.J. Scott are really great books. But remember, you can do this in business and with leadership as well. There are lots of great ways to build on your current routines. So do it in a way that helps you as a leader or helps your team with moving forward or building your skills. Remember, the small actions that you take, your team will start to see, and that can start to build that influence over time to help them build new habits to help them and you move forward. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara this week on habit stacking. If you or someone you know has created a goal and needs help, you can contact us. Or, of course, feel free to see our website for more information on our Rise to Leadership program, coaching, and other services. You can see everything at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.